Hello again, you're watching Al Jazeera with me, Sahil Rahman, a reminder of our top news stories. South Africa's health minister says the country can manage a fourth wave of COVID-19 infections without imposing stricter lockdowns. More than 11,500 cases fueled by the Omicron variant have been confirmed in one day. Fumita Miller has more from Johannesburg.
They say they're ready for a fourth wave. Hospitals are prepared. There's enough oxygen. At the moment, only 4% of hospital beds have been taken up by people who've needed that kind of medical intervention. So really, what they're doing is waiting for more data to understand better how this particular variant works and, I suppose, take it from there. But for the moment, they're saying we're not going to heighten restrictions. We are already facing these travel bans. Our economy is battered. We really need to look out for South Africans.
Iran's chief negotiator has told Al Jazeera that world powers cannot reject draft proposals it submitted during nuclear talks in Vienna. In an exclusive interview, Ali Bakhari Khani says all nuclear-related sanctions from the US should be removed immediately. A seventh round of talks is expected to wrap up on Friday. Lebanon's information minister has just announced his resignation in an attempt to resolve a spat with Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states. George Khordai, who was appointed less than 3 months ago, said Houthi rebels in Yemen were defending themselves in their fight against the Saudi-led coalition. In response, Riyadh banned all Lebanese imports and recalled its ambassador. 12 people are reported to have been killed in an attack on a village near Erbil in northern Iraq. The Kurdish regional government is blaming ISIL and says most of those killed were security force members who are trying to protect civilians. French President Emmanuel Macron has sealed a $16 billion arms deal with the United Arab Emirates. The agreement for 80 Rafale jets was signed as Macron held talks with Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince. The French Defence Ministry says it is the biggest order it's ever received for the aircraft. Macron will then go on to visit Qatar before heading to Saudi Arabia. Ukraine's defense minister says Russia is planning a large-scale escalation along their shared border. The Kremlin has repeatedly dismissed suggestions it's preparing for an attack. Russia also denies supporting separatists in Ukraine's east.